morning.
大家好。
Today we're going to talk about Psalm 86.
今天我们要讲诗篇八十六篇。
Psalm 86 is a prayer of David.
八十六篇，诗篇八十六篇是大卫的祈祷。
Okay, so let us start by praying.
一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父神，
Thank you for teaching us Psalm 86 today.
感谢你教导我们诗篇八十六篇。
Help us to learn how to pray and how to praise you.
帮助我们学习怎样祷告，怎样赞美你。
Because you are God who is worth all our praise.
因为你是配得颂赞的主。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣名求。Amen.
Now,If God knows everything, why do we pray?
但是神都知道一切的事情，我们为何还要祷告呢？
Now, a lot of times I know my sons you know, have something in his mind, but I won't do it until he actually talks to me.
很多时候我知道我儿子在想什么，但是他不告诉我，所以我要等他告诉我。
Because I want him to talk with me.
因为我想他与我交谈。
I think that's the way with God.
我想这是神也是一样。
You know, when people speak of generation gap, I think they often mean, you know, children don't talk with their parents.
当人们讲到代沟的时候，都是讲到孩子不愿意跟父母交谈。
So generation gap is actually a communication gap.
所以代沟其实就是沟通的。
Now, do we have a communication gap with our Heavenly Father?
那我们与天父有没有这个沟通上的鸿沟呢？
See, if we don't pray to God, then our communication with God would become, and our relationship with Heavenly Father would become weak.
但是我们不与神交谈，那我们跟他的关系就会很弱。
Now, one of the reasons that David is called a man after God's heart is because he is a man of prayer.
因为大卫他是一个很专心祷告的人，所以他被称为合乎神心意的人。
So, today we're going to discuss how we can pray like David using Psalm 86 as an example.
今天我们可以用诗篇八十六篇作为一个例子，学习大卫怎么样来祷告。
Now, Psalm means books of praise.
诗篇的意思就是赞美的书。
Now, in Hebrew, their poetry is different from the English poetry.
在希伯来文的诗歌里面是跟英文的诗歌不同的。
In English poems, many words rhyme, meaning they repeat the same sound over and over again.
在英文的诗歌很多都是押韵，它的声音是重复的。
But in the Jewish poetry,Instead of repeating sounds, they repeat the same ideas.
在犹太人的诗歌里面，他们不是重复声音，而是重复他们的思想。
That's why in Psalm 86, you would notice the same things, similar things are repeated, you know, twice or even three times in the same song.
我们可以注意到，在诗篇八十六篇，很多话都是重复他的意思。
Now, David.Was surrounded by enemies.
大卫有很多敌人围攻他。
Now on the outside, there are people who are after his life.
在围外有很多人要追他的生命。
And on the inside, there are people who always accuse him.
在围内也有人要指责他。
So Psalm 86 is a desperate plea to God for help.
所以诗篇八十六篇就是大卫他很极度的渴慕神，恳求神的帮助。
So David began praying, saying, Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I'm poor and needy.
所以大卫是这样开始祷告，他说：耶和华呀，请你侧耳应允我，因我是困苦穷乏的。
Now David is a king and he has great wealth.But he acknowledged that in God's eye, he is poor and needy.
虽然大卫他是王，他也很富有，但是他知道他在神的眼里他是很困苦穷乏的。
You know, though Michael Jackson was rich and famous, some people consider him poor and needy as well.
虽然 Michael Jackson 他是很出名也很富有，但是有些人认为他是很困苦穷乏。
Like David, I think we should acknowledge to God that without him, we are poor and needy.
我们也需要像大卫一样认识到我们在神的眼里也是穷乏，也是困苦。
We should open our hands wide to accept whatever God wants to give us.
我们应当张开我们的双手来接纳神所给我们的一切。
See, when we realize that we are poor and needy without God, we long for God's presence.
当我们意识到我们是困苦穷乏，我们就需要神。
We long for God's touch.
我们就渴慕他的触摸。
Having a close relationship with God begins with our acknowledgement that we're poor and needy.
我们要想与神有一个很好的关系，就要从认识到我们是穷乏，是困苦的。
So we could pray something like this.
我们可以这样祷告。
Oh God, I'm poor and needy.
哦，神啊，我是困苦穷乏的。
Come and touch me.
来触摸我。
And come and fill me with your goodness.
以你的大恩来充满我。
Now in the third verse, David said, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long."
在第三节这样说，主啊，求你怜悯我，因我终日求告你。
You see, almost every day, we say things that hurt other people.
我们很多时候每一日都会讲一些伤害我们所爱的人。
We entertain negative thoughts in our mind.
我们的思想在追想一些不好的东西。
So we need to pray for mercy and forgiveness on every sinful thought we have.
所以我们要求告神来怜悯我们，来饶恕我们一些不好的思想。
And God's mercy is new every morning.
神的怜悯是每一个清晨都是新的。
So we could pray something like this.
所以我们可以这样祷告。
Oh God, have mercy on me.
哦，神啊，求你怜悯我。
I've sinned with my mouth.
我的口犯了罪。
I've sinned with my mind.
我的意念也犯了罪。
Yeah, have mercy on us, O Lord.
求主怜悯我。
You know, like David, we should talk with God all day long.
像大卫，我们应当终日的跟神说话。
Like before you go to class, when you're waiting online, when you're in the car or in the bus, you can always pray.
好像我们去上课之前，或者排队，或者开车，或者在公共巴士上面。
There was a monk named Lawrence in the 17th century, and he practiced the presence of God through praying continuously, evenwhile he's working or playing, even washing his pots and pans.
有一个很忠实神的一个弟兄叫Lawrence 是在17世纪那里，那个时候他就是用他平日工作洗盘碗的时候来操练自己与神亲近，与神同在。
And he prayed something like this while he's washing the dishes. He said that, make me a saint by preparing meals and washing dishes.
他在洗盘碗的时候他这样祷告，他求神让他成为，就是在煮饭或洗碗的时候也可以成为一个忠心于神的人。
Okay, now in verse 5, David prayed, "You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you."
在第五节，他这样说：主啊，你本为善良，乐意饶恕人，有丰盛的慈爱，赐给凡求告你的人。
See, God is forgiving.
神是乐意饶恕人的。
And you know why He's forgiving? Because He's abound in love.
为什么他乐意饶恕我们呢？因为他有丰盛的慈爱。
And love keeps no record of wrong.
慈爱是不计算人的恶的。
And he expects us to do the same.
他也期望我们也是像他一样。
Now in Matthew chapter 5 verse 23, this is what Jesus said. Therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift.
那在马太福音五章二十三节，他这样说：所以你们在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你还愿，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后再来献礼物。
Oh God, you're forgiving and good. Help us to be forgiving like you.
哦，神啊，你是乐意饶恕人，也是良善的，请你帮助我们，也是和你一样。
Now in verse 6, David prayed, Hear my prayer, O Lord, listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I'll call to you.
在第六节这样说，耶和华呀，求你留心听我的祷告，垂听我恳求的声音。
David expressed his faith in God by saying that he would call on God in the day of trouble.
好，第七节说，我在患难之日里要求告你，因为你必应允我。他就是借着这一句经文来表示他对神的忠诚。
You know, but many people actually don't call on God when they're in trouble.
很多人在他们患难的时候没有求告神。
Because they have too much faith in their own ability.
因为他对自己的能力很有信心。
But we need to call on God.
但是我们还是要求告神。
Because God loves to help us.
因为神很喜悦来帮助我们。
In verse 8, David prayed, Among the gods there is none like you.Oh Lord, no deeds can compare with yours.
在第八节，他说：“主啊，诸神中没有可比你的，你的作为也无可比。”
Now there are many religions and gods in this world, like Buddhist God of Buddhism, God in Muslim, and there are God of sun and moon and so forth.
在这个世界上面，我们有很多各样的神，就好像。佛教的神、伊斯兰教的神，还有太阳神等等。
But only the God of David sacrifices sin for us. That's it, alright? Sacrifices his son to save our sins.
所以只有大卫的神是愿意牺牲他自己的儿子来拯救我们。
See, all religions have laws and regulations.
所有的宗教都有他们的律法跟
But only the God of David is a God of mercy who puts love above the law.
只有大卫的神，他是有怜悯的心，他把他的慈爱放在这个律法之上。
While other religions talk about love, only our God actually demonstrates the love that he's talking about.
其他宗教的神不是讲，也是讲爱，但是我们的神是讲是通过他的儿子来把他的爱显明给我们。
Oh God, there is none like you, for no love can be compared with yours.
神啊，诸神之中没有一个可以比跟比你的。
Okay, verse 9. David prayed that all the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord.
第九节。主啊，你所造的万民都要来敬拜你，他们也要荣耀你的名。
I remember a few months ago when Pastor Wong and Mrs. Wong celebrated their anniversary, all their children and grandchildren from East Coast and West Coast all come together to celebrate their anniversary.
我记得在几个月前，王牧师跟王师母他们举行他们的结婚周年的时候。他们所有的孩子跟孙辈们都从西部跟中部东部这边一起聚到一块来庆贺他们的周年。
Yeah, I'm sure Pastor Wong and Mrs. Wong were very happy about their anniversary.
我来肯定他们是很开心。
But I think what made them the happiest is seeing their children coming together from all over.
但是让他们最高兴的就是看到他们所有的孩子都能聚在一起来尊敬他们。
So in the same way, our Heavenly Father is very happy when he sees his children gather together to worship him.
同样的，我们的天父也会看到我们聚到一起，也会来尊就是尊敬他，也会很高兴。
See, God is happy to see unity in His children.
神看到他的孩子有团结，他会很高兴。
Like, I noticed that like, most Buddhists are Asians.
啊，我注意到很多佛教徒都是亚洲人。
And most Muslims are Middle Eastern people.
很多伊斯兰教的人也是在中东的。
But Christians are the most diverse.
但是基督徒是很多不同的。
They're African Christians, European Christians, Asian Christians, you name them.
我们可以看到有非洲的基督徒，有欧洲的基督徒，还有亚洲的基督徒。
But we're all the children of God.
我们都是神的儿女。
It is good to pray for the nations.
我们要为我们的国家祷告。
You know, Calvin was a former Hong Kong fellowship leader, and now he's studying in a seminary.
Calvin 是我们前任的香港团契的负责人。
So,
他现在在神学院读书。
Recently, he came back to visit, and he told me that now, when he read the news, like many people do, sometimes he would feel touched by a particular thing and pray about that particular
thing. 他最近回来的时候告诉我，他看到很多新闻，他觉得他也要为这些事情祷告。
He said that, you know, today when you look at the news, I mean, 99% are bad news. So why, you know, why read it unless you do something like pray?
他说
That's a good point.
他所听的新闻有99%都是不好的新闻，所以为什么不为这些祷告呢？
My wife and I sometimes pray for international events.
我跟我的太太有的时候也会为国际的事物祷告。
We pray for two Koreas united under God.
我们为两个韩国能够统一为祷告，来归向神祷告。
If you read the world news regularly, then you might be called to pray for the world.
要是你经常看世界新闻的话，你或者有这个呼召要为这个世界祷告。
Oh God, may the people of all the nations come to know your Son who has died for them.
神啊，我们请求你让世界的人都知道你的儿子是为他们而死的。
Okay, verse 10. David prayed, For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God.
第十节，因你为大，且行奇妙的事。唯独你是神。
Bigness does not mean greatness.
大不等于是伟大。
A mountain is big, but it's not great.
一座山很大，但是它不伟大。
God is great because He is big and good.
神是伟大，因为他又大又好。
He can turn an ordinary person into extraordinary.
他可以把一个平凡的人转变为一个非平凡的人。
He has helped David to defeat the giant Goliath.
他帮助大卫打胜了这个巨人哥利亚。
Yes, also helped my mother-in-law to face her giant.
他也帮助我的岳母去面对他生活上的巨物。
Okay, my mother-in-law lived in her son's house in California.
我的岳母在加州，在他的儿子的家住。
After her husband passed away,last year, she came to Ithaca to live with us.
去年她的丈夫去世之后，她来到了 Ithaca 与我们同住。
She was very afraid to return to the house in California because she has seen ghosts in that house a few times.
她很怕回去加州那个房子，因为她在那里看过鬼。
And And after her husband passed away, she was even more afraid because now she had to face this on her own.
但是她在她丈夫去世之后，她更加害怕，因为她要自己一个人面对。
While she was staying with us, she read the Bible every day and pray.
当她与我们一起同住的时候，她每一天都读经祷告。
We and other people pray for her as well.
我们跟其他人也为她祷告。
And she came to the Evergreen Fellowship.Regularly and seek God.
他也经常来我们的长青团契来寻求神。
And then one day she said, I'm not afraid because God is with me.
有一天她说我不害怕因为神与我同在。
She had courage because she believed in the greatness of God.
她有这个胆量因为她有神的与她同在。
Few months ago, she returned to California and lived in that house without fear.
所以几个月之前她已经回去那个房子她没有害怕。
And she got baptized also, but very, very soon after.
回去之后很快有受洗了。
Now she knew how nervous Sarah is about translating.
她知道Sarah 今天很紧张。
And so 2 days ago, my mother-in-law actually called us and encouraged her to not to be afraid.
那两天前，我的岳母特别为这件事情祷告，来打电话给 Sarah.
So God is great because He is greater than the giants we face.
所以神是伟大，因为他比我们所面对的一些巨物都伟大。
Now in verse 13, sorry, is this 11? Yeah, 11. David prayed, "Teach me Your way, O Lord, and I'll walk in Your truth."
十一节。耶和华呀，求你将你的道指教我，我要叫你的照你的真理行。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 13, Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it."
马太福音七章十三到十四节。你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
See, God's way is not the easy way or the popular way, but it is the way to life.
神的道路是小，也不是很多人要走，但是他会引到永生。
The human way might seem fun or easier, but at the end, it leads to death.
人的道路好像很容易走，也是很有趣，但是它会把人领到死亡。
And unless God teaches us, we'll naturally choose the popular way.
除非神教导我们，我们自然会选择多人走的路。
The few people that finds the road to life are those who ask God to teach them His way.
小人找到了那条路，就是要靠着神来教导我们走的路。
So what is God's way?
什么是神的路呢？
Well, in Matthew chapter 6, 33, Jesus said, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well."
在马太福音六章三十三节这样说：你们要先求他的国和他的义。这些东西都要加给你们了。
See, instead of asking for thanks, David was wise to ask God to teach him His way.
也大卫很聪明，他没有要求神给他物质的东西，他要求神给他
righteousness.
给他义。
So God's way is righteousness.
所以神的道路就是义路。
In a world where most people cheat, it is difficult to be honest.
在一个很多欺骗的世界上面，很难做一个诚实的人。
Oh Lord, teach us to be honest.
神啊，求你教导我们怎样做诚实人。
In a world where many people find pleasure in lustful pictures, in internet and movies, it is difficult to be pure.
在一个蛮就是在网络上跟电影上蛮有这些色情画面的世界里面很难做一个纯真的人。
Oh Lord, teach us to be pure.
神啊，请你教导我们怎样做纯真的人。
In a world where there are conflicts and strife, it is difficult to be peaceable.
在一个蛮有矛盾跟争斗的世界上很难做一个和睦的人。
Oh Lord, teach us to be peaceable.
神啊，求你让我们 做和睦的呢？
In our son Joshua, left yesterday and will be spending 2 weeks with his friend in Connecticut.
啊，我们的儿子 Joshua 昨天跟他的同学，他的朋友去 Connecticut 那里住两个礼拜。
This is the first time he'll be leaving us for such a long time.
这是他第一次啊离开我们这么长时间。
You know, we're worried that you know what he might do on his own.
我们有点担心他自己的时候会做些什么呢？
We cannot follow our children everywhere they go.
我不能跟着我们的孩子。去任何的地方。
We need to pray that God teach them His way.
我们要祷告，求神教导我们的孩子他的道路。
Oh Lord, we don't know how to teach our children. Teach them Your way.
神啊，我们不知道怎样教导我们的孩子，求你将你的道路指教我们的孩子。
In the second part of verse 11, David prayed, "Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear Your name."
在十一节的下半部，这样说：求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Because the world seems so attractive, many Christians' heart is torn between God and the world.
因为这个世界很多诱惑，所以基督徒常常会被就是神跟这个世界来分心。
There is a Christian investment manager who told people of his experience.
有一个基督徒的
investment manager
投资公司 ，yeah， 他这个经理告诉人们他自己的经历。
He had a visitation by God in his bedroom one day.
他有一天在他的卧房里面神来探他。
God showed him that he was riding on the fence.
神让他看到他自己骑在一个栏杆上面。
So one foot was on the left side, another foot on the right side of the fence.
所以一只脚在左，一只脚在右。
He was going to church and trying to become a good Christian on one foot.
他一只脚是尝试着去教会。
Good Christian.
成为一个好的基督徒。
But on the other foot, he was still trying to enjoy the nightlife of women and alcohol.
但是另外一个脚，他就是尝试着要与晚上与女人一起，或者是喝酒。
God told him that this would not work.
神告诉他这样不行。
Then he surrendered to God and put his wrongful foot.And cross over to the good side.
所以他降服于神，就把他这个在不对的这边的脚放过来这边对的。
He now considered himself to be walking on the way of righteousness.
所以他现在觉得自己是在神的义路上走。
And today he is a very successful investment manager, serving clients with biblical principles.
所以他今天是一个很成功的一个。投资的经理来用圣经的教导和原则来服侍他的客户。
Oh Lord, give me an undivided heart so that I can honor Your name.
神啊，求你使我有一个专心敬畏你的心，来荣耀你。
In verse 14, David prayed, "The arrogant."Are attacking me, O God. A band of ruthless men seeks my life.
在十四节，神啊，骄傲的人起来攻击我，又有一党强横的人寻索我的命。
In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
在约翰福音十章十节这样说。盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏我来了是叫人得生命并且得得更丰盛
We need to ask God to guard our spiritual life
我们要求神来保守我们的灵命
See our enemy is not our mean boss
我们的仇敌不是我们那个凶的老板
Or the person that argue with us
也不是跟我们争吵的人
Our real enemy is Satan who is seeking to destroy our lives.
我们真正的敌人就是撒旦，他要来呀、啊，来呀、啊，寻求我们的命。
He wants to wreck our spiritual life and even our physical life.
他要毁坏我们的灵命和我们的身体。
Satan attacks Christian families. There are sons in Christian families who take drugs and daughters who get pregnant.
撒旦要攻击、基督徒的家庭，像我们有、男孩子要、会贩毒，女的会成为未婚妈妈。
In Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, Jesus said, Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation.
马太福音26章41节这样说，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱的。
In many cases, sin is a result of prayerlessness.
很多时候我们的罪就是因为我们没有祷告。
Lack of prayer causes us to be weak and Satan will get the upper hand.
缺乏祷告就让我们成为软弱，那撒旦就会趁虚而入。
In just the last 2 weeks, two very powerful Christian politicians admitted to adultery.
就是过去的几个礼拜有两个、很有能力的基督徒、政治人物，他们就是承认他们有、犯了奸淫。
Senator Ensign and Governor Sanford.
Senator. 参议员 Ensign and 州长 Sanford.
I think it is likely that that's one of the reasons because their prayer life were weak.
我想很可能就是他们的祷告生活是很微弱。
When we sin, we not only hurt ourselves and our family, but we also bring shame to the name of Jesus.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们 不只是、就是伤害我们自己或者我们所爱的人，而且、也把、这个羞愧也带到神的名字。
So, for our sake, for our family's sake, and for the name of Jesus' sake,We must persevere in prayer in order to resist temptation.
为了我们自己，也为了我们家，也为了我们的神的名，我们应该要坚持的祷告。
Oh Lord, guard my life from the evil one.
好神啊，求你保守我们的生命，脱离罪恶。
Now in verse 12, David prayed, I'll praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart.
在十二节，大卫这样说：“主我的神啊，我要一心称赞你。”
God like us appreciate praises from the heart.
神喜悦我们来赞美他，是从我们心里面赞美他。
Most people pray when they're in trouble, but few praise God.
有很多人在患难的时候才祷告神，但是很少人。去赞美神。
Now, do you notice the adjective that David used to describe God?
我们有没有注意到、所有的这些形容词，大卫所用的形容词
？Compassionate，
就是怜悯
；Gracious，
恩典
；Slow to anger，
不轻易发怒
；Abounding in love，
丰盛的慈爱。
If you think these adjectives are appropriate, then you should say it to God.
If要是我们认为这些形容词是很适当的用法，我们应该经常的用这些词。
It is not because God is proud, but because God delights in His children, and He appreciates our praise.
不是因为神很骄傲，但是他很喜悦他们孩子，他的孩子来赞美他，因为他很。珍惜他的孩子。
We can never overpraise God because no praise can ever adequately describe the goodness and the greatness of God.
我们不会过度的赞美神，因为没有一个能够充就是足够我们赞美的话来赞美他。
Praise is good for us who give the praise and also good for God who receives them.
赞美对于我们赞美他的人。是有好处，也对于神是也是有好处。
It's good for us because it reminds us of the goodness of God.
那对我们有好处，因为它会提醒到我们神的恩典。
And you also draw even more goodness into our life.
我们可以得到更多的这个福。
Okay, let's go to verse 16. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Grant your strength to your servant.
Okay, 16节这样说，请你向我转脸，怜恤我，将你的力量赐给仆人，求救你疲累的儿子。
You know, we are often exhausted by the many responsibilities that we carry.
我们经常因为我们有很多责任，觉得很疲倦。
So there's a book titled "Too Busy Not to Pray."
有一本书，它的名字叫太忙了，不可以不祷告。
If we are too busy to pray, then we might not get the strength we need.
要是我们忙的不可以祷告，我们就缺乏我们生活的力量。
And that would lead to delays, error, problems, or even disasters.
这会引起我们的推迟，我们的错误，还有问题，还有灾难等等。
The busier we are, the more we need to pray.
我们越忙碌，越需要祷告。
We need to pray for strength.
我们需要祷告。力量。
We need to pray that God will help us to be obedient and to be holy.
我们需要祷告，神给我们圣洁跟
And we need to be praying even in good times.
因为我们要顺服神，我们在这个顺境的时候也要 pray， 也要祷告。
In John 15:5, Jesus said, "I'm the vine; you are the branches."If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音十五章五节这样说，耶稣这样告诉我们，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Last week, our house lost power because the wire connection got corroded.
我们上一周我们的家没有电，因为有一个电线的接口没烂了。
So we lost light in many rooms.
我们几个房间是没有电的。
And we had no water or telephone for 3 days.
我们又没有电，没有水，没有电话，三日都没有这个。
And when the connection is repaired, our power was restored.
当我们这个接触搞好之后，我们就这个电就回来了。
See, Jesus is our source of power, our living water, and our shining light.
所以耶稣基督就是我们的力量，是我们的光。
And by praying, we as branches will be abiding in the vine, and therefore absorb spiritual nourishment from the vine.
所以我们是枝子，要经常住在这个葡萄树里面，来吸收它的灵命上的营养。
That's why we often feel refreshed after we pray.
所以我们每一次祷告之后，就觉得很新鲜。
Let's go back to verse 4. David said that, "Bring joy to your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul."
在第四节，大卫说：“主啊，求你使仆人心里欢喜，因为我的心仰望你。”
Now, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
神的力量就是我们的喜乐。
When we have joy, then we have the strength to live and to serve.
当我们有喜乐的时候，我们就生命就有力量去服侍他。
Prayer is about abiding in Christ.
我们祷告就是我们要在神里面。
Receiving an answer is a bonus.
当我们接受到我们的祷告得到应允，这是额外的赏赐。
If nothing else, the reward of prayer is simply spending time with God.
但是我们没有得到其他的，但是就是祷告的赏赐，就是能够啊、花时间与神一起。
God is pleased and our spirit is strengthened.
神是得到喜悦，我们的灵命也得到强壮。
The secret of living a powerful life is our commitment to prayer.
我们啊、能够有一个很有能力的生命的这个秘诀，就是我们要祷告。
Okay, now this is a verse in Philippians. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God."
Okay, 在腓立比书四章六节这样说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
A few weeks ago, when Ruolan preached this particular passage, a thought came to my mind.
在几个礼拜前，当万全道讲到这一段经文的时候，有一个意念引导我。
Praise. So we start.
赞美。
Yeah, so we start the praise, and then we thank God for all the things He did.
在我们祷告的时候，我们可以以赞美开始，然后。谢恩。
And then we ask God for fulfill our needs.
然后求问神来供给我们所需的。
So it's praise, thank, and ask. So it's PTA.
所以就是 PTA, 就是赞美、感恩跟求问。
You know, the Parents Teacher Association, PTA. So that make it much easier for us to remember.Now, my wife and I don't go out a lot, but we do pray together often.
我跟我的妻子不会经常出外，但是我们会经常一起祷告。
We found that praying together to be better than going out.
我们发觉我们一起祷告比一起出外更好。
Because prayer helps us to communicate more deeply and argue less.
因为祷告让我们能够有更深程度的沟通，所以我们就吵架少很多。
And the thing that we pray the most is our children.
我们多数的祷告就是为我们的孩子。
Because it is difficult to raise children in this world.
因为在这个世上很难教养我们的孩子。
A sister told us that sometimes God used difficulties to bring us on our knees.
有一个姊妹这样曾经告诉我们，我们 生命里面的困难就要把我们带到我们的膝盖上面。
It is the time that we pray on our knees that we come to know God well.
这是我们应当跪下来向神祷告的时候。
So let us be a man or a woman after God's heart by praying.
让我们都成为合神心意的男女。
Okay, let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh God,
好神啊
，You are great God.
你是伟大的神。
Have mercy on us.
求你怜悯我们。
For we are poor and needy.
因为我们困苦穷乏。
Yeah, forgive us of all our wrongdoing.
请你饶恕我们所有的过犯。
And teach us your way.
将你的道路教导我们。
Your way is righteousness.
因为你的道路就是义路。
Your way is life.
你的道路就是生命。
Give us an undivided heart.
给我们一个专心敬畏你的心。
So that we can honor your name in all that we do.
所以我们可以荣耀你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
感谢Joseph 弟兄给我们信息。
Thank you, brother Joseph, for your message.
这个我们知道大卫是一个合神心意的人。
We know that David is a man after God's own heart.
从这篇这个经文我们也看到大卫也是一个常常祷告的人。
And in this psalm, we can also see that David is a man of prayer.
对，这时候这篇我刚才数了有十二个，他说到的神啊，或者是耶和华。
And there are 12 times he called upon God's name.
啊，让我们下面用一首诗歌祷告凌晨来回应今天的信息。
Let's sing a song. What's the song? To respond to the message.
Yes, we love
it. To sing our faith.
在诗歌本的427页。
Sing our hymn book 427.
Oh.